Ginsberg, Executive Editor at Directions Magazine. And welcome to another in our series of podcasts from the ESRI User Conference. In this segment, I'll be talking with Editor-in-Chief Joe Francica about his take on the plenary session, which, as you know, is an awful lot of information packed into a very short time span.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another time of drinking from the fire hose. Lots of information. Jai Dangerman gave another very visual, very energetic presentation of applications, an overview of what his customers are doing, and of course was very thankful for the people that were coming. Again, the audience was voluminous in numbers. Lots of people here, as usual. And certainly a lot of buzz in the audience.
Right. So was there the regular cacophony when everyone had the opportunity to meet someone new at that opening session?
Absolutely. As it's done for a number of years, everybody was to turn around, meet somebody new, and we always had to cut it off at the end because there's always lots of discussion from between people.
Right. And that's always a nice tradition. Now, I guess that the big excitement for just about everybody was the release of our GIS 9.2.
He described it as one of the biggest, most productive releases that they've had, but he made a pointed comment of saying that he believes that the products are easier to use and much more reliable. There's been over 1,000 person years in development, and they've fixed over 1,000 bugs, so that they're very much focused on the area of quality and productivity in this release.
Great, and I also have heard some rumblings, too, that this is going to be a very open and interoperable, more interoperable release than in the past.
Yes, lots of mentions were made of the fact that they support OGC standards. There's a heavy mention of ETL, extract, transfer, and load, much more easier workflow to do that.
Right, I know a lot of people have been sort of waiting for that. Now, I'm sure in the course of the morning session, which is very exciting and so much goes by, but did something happen on stage that all the users sort of went, ooh, well, that's we like that and got excited?
Right. So the ooh factor here was provided in a discussion of a number of the new cartographic enhancements. Jack said, you know, it's often the little things that we struggle with to get right, and it was indeed one of those little things that got the audience jazzed. What he showed was an example of highlighting a particular feature, in this case just a lake feature on a map, and the ability to render the color changes differently than you would normally see it. And essentially what he did was the color ramp between the lake coastline and the center of the lake itself, you know, going from shallow to deeper in color and tone.
Okay, so you got a sense of the topography of the lake as opposed to it all being the same shade of blue. It was different shades of blue as you got into the deeper center of it.
Right, that's right. Well, the cartographers loved it.
I understand there are some new tools in terms of how you're going to work with the database and how you're going to be able to change your data with different tools.
So that's another point of emphasis that he made, was a simplified geodatabase, more open access via SQL statements, new version editing that is being introduced for short transaction management. So those are the three features that he focused on during his presentation.
Right, and that is sort of in contrast to years past. Everybody was talking about long transactions where you check something out of the database, muddle with it, and then put it
back. Right, check it back in.
So this is that the other side of the coin, which is in a sense where everybody's sort of hitting it at once, but we need to manage that.
Correct.
The news that had already sort of slipped out before the conference was some changes with the ArcGIS server, which now is going to come in three different levels.
Right, and so it's going to be launched. It's going to be licensed by functionality and capacity, make it more affordable and flexible for people to purchase. There'll be three levels: basic, standard, and advanced. And so the scaled capacity portion of that is that, you know, depending on the number of people you have working in a particular environment, that's how they will license and price it.
Okay, and is the positioning for ArcGIS Server the same as it was?
Well, it's an entirely new platform. That's the way they described it. People are supposed to have access to a variety of functionality via a web-based implementation.
The GIS people are going to be figuring out what kinds of applications ArcGIS Server is making available. But who's going to be sitting at the other end on the client side?
Yeah, well, the way it's being described by Jack is it's empowering a whole new level of individuals, that, particularly the non-GIS provincial. And this is a big deal because if we're ever to make this technology proliferate within an enterprise, and since that's what we're talking about, especially yesterday with the executive seminar, if it's going to proliferate as an enterprise application, you got to empower new and different types of people who may not necessarily be chained in GIS.
Okay, so they'll be able to, for example, run a model that somebody else has defined and implemented for them by, you know, working on their own desktop PC, but accessing a server implementation in the basement, for example.
Right, and that's exactly the way I think they envision doing it, is that...
Where does ArcIMS sit at 9.2? The sense I'm getting is that it's continuing to serve its purpose as a publishing tool than an analysis tool, right? Because server's got all the high end analytical power.
Yeah, ArcIMS is much more of a visualization tool. ArcGIS Server has gone more of an application oriented tool, and the tool work in tandem.
And finally, did you see any other products on stage besides those from ESRI?
Right, so surprising to see that they showed AutoCAD 2006, and on the menu bar they showed a little link to ArcGIS. That got the audience pretty excited to further promote the fact that they're open and interoperable with other products. The other one that was mentioned was Intergraph's GeoMedia.
Right. Now, I want to. You had sent me this email with this quote that Jack said on stage this morning. In the future, the web will evolve to be a distributed, collaborative environment with many users and many publishers. What do you see when you hear that described?
It's a great vision, and one that people, I think, can readily buy into. It has to reach down into deeper levels in the organization. And I think that that's his vision. He wants to make it easier and more interoperable to a variety of systems, not just other GIS systems, but other mainstream IT applications.
Right, and I think there's another parallel here. If you think about a distributed collaborative environment with many users and many publishers, I'm thinking of something like MySpace, where... You know, everybody has a page, and they talk about themselves and their friends and their music and whatnot. But they're also a consumer of other people's pages. And
right.
I mean, that's a social sort of implementation of this. But there's absolutely no reason we can't have the same thing from a geospatial perspective, where I share my geospatial expertise and the geography that I know in a discipline that I know, and I take advantage of that provided by other people in my community locally or my community across the world.
And I want to use a map as the metaphor for communicating it.
Right. Now that sounds like some of the theme of the conference this year, this idea of telling stories. Great. And I'm sure we'll hear more about ArcGIS Explorer as the week goes on. Thanks very much, and enjoy the rest of the conference. I'm Adina Schutzberg. Thank you for joining us for this Directions Media podcast. Our music today is from Owen Byrne. You can reach him at burnworks.com. That's BAERNworks.com. You can reach us at directionsmag.com. Thank you for joining us for the podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.